This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take your calls about whatever you want to talk about on the radio with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian
and Conan
and Daryl.
The toll-free number, if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You want to sound better, you can use Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and we prefer if you sound better. If you want to sound the best, I think Discord is your best option. Jump on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. There are different chat rooms in there, but the top one on the list is the Discord on-air call-in line room. You just hop in there, we'll join you, and you'll be on the radio with us, sounding almost like you're sitting in the studio with us.
And if you are calling in on something other than a telephone, make sure you have headphones. That way we're not getting echoes.
Yeah, did that happen recently on the show?
Yeah, there have been a couple of the Discord callers that I don't know if they're using some kind of speaker system, but there's horrible echo.
Yeah, most of the time, though, Discord's pretty darn good, especially if you use your cell phone, then it's, like, easy. You don't even have to really configure anything. We're going to actually go straight to the phones to start things out here tonight, but on the way, Daryl, you've got an update on a story we covered a few years ago here on Free Talk Live about the cannabis church in Indianapolis,
yes.
And we'll get into that. Coming up, your calls and thoughts, though, of course, are welcome. Also, another update worth sharing is Trump has pardoned the Oregon ranchers. You may remember the standoff situation from a couple of years ago at the Malheur.
Different situation.
No, it's the people who sparked that standoff
yes.
situation. So it's he didn't pardon the people in the standoff. Many of them were actually found not guilty at a jury trial. But we'll give you more on that here. And, of course, your calls first. We go to Milton in New York, listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Milton.
Hello, how are you?
Good, you're on the air.
Okay, you may have you probably remember about a month ago when they had the Supreme Court ruling on the guy, whether the one baker should be forced to bake the cake for the gay couple. And I was wondering, why are so many libertarians, or at least so-called libertarians that I've talked to, on the side of, oh, well, the government should force the baker to bake the cake? Including
Wait, libertarians
Johnson,
are on the what? Say that again?
The only person in the Libertarian Party that I'm aware of that says that the government should have forced the people to bake the cake was Gary Johnson.
Yeah, and I'm wondering why is that?
Because he's not a libertarian.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean by that, Conan? Because he ran for the Libertarian Party as a presidential candidate. When you say he's not a libertarian, what do you mean?
He just broke the non-aggression principle right off the bat. If he's using force, if he's forcing someone else to do something against their will, against their own, you know, violating their rights to just do what they want, then he just broke the non-aggression principle.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, so the libertarians are supposed to adhere to the non-aggression principle, and presumably their presidential candidate should be a standard bearer, should be somebody who is consistent and applying that principle, which says you should not use or advocate for the use of aggressive force to achieve your political or social goals. That's the statement
correct.
You're supposed to sign when you join the Libertarian Party, which he supposedly must have signed at some point in order to become its presidential candidate. But clearly he's disregarded it, or clearly he didn't understand what he was signing, because he has not been even a close to consistent supporter of the non-aggression principle. And he's he was an embarrassing candidate because of that. Whereas in the past, the Libertarian Party, back in 1996 or 2000, had those standard bearer kind of people who were out there, like Harry Brown, who was had some great books that he put out there as to why the government doesn't work. He would constantly use the refrain that government is force, and talk about how all the government aggressive force has all these unintended consequences. You never heard Gary Johnson talking about that. All he talked about was watered down viewpoints on specific issues, and that was it. And it was really sad. So,
I think the problem was he was a sellout. I mean, because I think he was the type of guy who pretty much just watered down libertarianism because he didn't want, because he wanted it to appeal to more mainstream voters instead of actually being a staunch libertarian and actually being a staunch supporter of the non-aggression principle. So I think because of that, he was being a sellout.
Absolutely. And he wouldn't have been able to get away with it if it weren't for supporters within the party, because if we didn't have a bunch of hacks within the party who don't adhere to the principle, then he never would have gotten the nomination.
Right. There's unofficially the shiny thing caucus within the party.
Yeah.
To where, well, this person has a name. He's got name recognition.
He was a politician.
He'll bring us votes. That's how Babar wound up getting the nomination. Babar, the elephant, wound up getting the nomination in 2008.
Bob Barr's not really overweight or anything like that, but
he's a Republican. Yeah. He had a name recognition.
He's not a libertarian. That was the problem there.
Right. Babar the elephant. I'm not using that as he's an overweight man, but his name, if you say it fast, sounds just like the cartoon elephant.
Okay.
Bob Barr was a Republican. Their animal is the elephant. Babar the elephant within the big tent of the Libertarian Party.
Thank you for explaining that to me. It's crystal clear now. Go ahead, Milton.
Do you think that's why they got Bill Maher, or not Bill Maher, Bill Weld, too, for vice president? Because, because I mean, this whole idea that like you said, Bob Barr, like he was a congressman. I think Bill Gravel also ran that same year. But then, and then also with the case of Gary Johnson, he was a two-term governor who was a Republican.
That's the exact same thing. It was the same group of people who got Johnson put in, as got Weld put in, and now Weld is going to go for it again. He's going to go for the presidential nomination, it sounds like.
That's the speculation, and I hope not.
Yeah, it was really bad news. So thank you, Milton, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date as the Libertarian Party drama continues to build towards the next presidential election. They just had their convention for 2018 last weekend, I think it was. Not this past one, but the one prior to that.
Right.
And you went there, and there were some good things that happened. We did kind of a recap of that last week, so if you want to hear more about that, you can go download those episodes of the show. Let's get into some of these updates here, Daryl. You've got the story out of Indianapolis where the cannabis church was making headlines a couple of years back, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I feel like, at this point.
I don't think it was even that far ago. I think it was probably like a year, year and a half.
Okay, well, either way, they were making headlines because they made a big to-do about the claim that they were going to have services. They're going to open a church and have services where people could smoke cannabis, because and they backed down and never did it.
There was a piece of legislation that was adopted, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And the creators of this first church of cannabis wound up saying, oh, well, see, if we just say that it's a religious sacrament, then we can wind up doing whatever we want. But I pointed out at the time that, no, the statute says if there's a compelling interest, then the state can prohibit whatever, and the state is going to argue, we have a compelling interest to make sure that nobody ever uses cannabis ever.
Right.
And
what did they argue?
It went to court, and on Friday, the judge in the case ruled that the members of the First Church of Cannabis will not be allowed to use marijuana as a religious sacrament as long as it is illegal in the state of Indiana.
Awful.
The church had argued they should be allowed to use marijuana for religious use under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, but Marion County Superior Court Judge Cheryl Lynch rejected the view, stating that the state has a compelling interest to prohibit marijuana to fight drug trafficking. In her opinion, she wrote, and this is not the full opinion, the undisputed evidence demonstrates that permitting a religious exemption to laws that prohibit the use and possession of marijuana would hinder drug enforcement efforts statewide and negatively impact public health and safety. She also noted that police would have a hard time differentiating between religious and non-religious use of cannabis.
Indeed. Indeed. She is right about that. It would be very hard to differentiate that.
The article here from UPI.
Of course, the idea that you need to protect people from a flower is pretty ridiculous.
Right. Continuing here, she says, it is compelling and appropriate to treat the illicit drug market in a unitary way.
Now, was this, I missed it, was it state court? Was this the state district court?
Marion County Superior Court.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk more about this coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Daryl, you were telling us about the update on Indianapolis, and you did check the dates, and it has been about 3 years.
Yeah, which is surprising, but you know, at the same time, stuff just sort of runs together.
Derek J. was, I think, actually out there for it. He hadn't yet moved back to New Hampshire, I think, at the time.
Okay.
That happened. And so they made this big hubbub about how they were going to create a cannabis church, and they were going to have smokeouts at the cannabis church as part of their sacrament.
Right.
And then they backed down because the city police were threatening.
Yep.
And they decided they were not going to do it and instead filed this lawsuit.
Correct.
Saying, well, under this particular act that was a local Indiana thing that was passed at the state level, that we should be able to do this as our sacrament. And it would seem to me, why not just argue it under the freedom of religion, like under just the basic freedom of religion, rather than arguing it underneath a particular political, you know, statute?
Oh, you're trying to apply some logical consistency here.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying it would have any extra ability to succeed on the merits, but at the very least, you'd be arguing from a constitutional freedoms perspective rather than...
Right, which would mean that they would need to be logically consistent, but their entire thing has not been logically consistent.
From day one is what you're
right.
saying. Yeah. So no surprise, just this last week, the court, a superior court in Marion County...
Yep.
ruled in favor of the state, saying
yep, said that there's a compelling state interest in making sure that while marijuana is illegal, that the police can enforce the drug laws, and that it would be difficult for police to differentiate between religious and non-religious use,
yeah.
Adding, it's compelling and appropriate to treat the illicit drug market in a unitary way. The Attorney General for Indiana, Curtis Hill, praised the ruling, saying, I appreciate the court's fidelity to both the law and common sense.
Thank goodness we can now continue prosecuting marijuana smokers in Indiana.
Yep.
Adding, Indiana's law against the possession, sale, and use of marijuana protects the health, safety, and well-being of Hoosiers statewide.
Right, because no one's ever been able to get their hands on marijuana in the state of Indiana.
When the state has justifiable and compelling interest at stake, no one can evade the law simply by describing their illegal conduct as a exercise of religious faith.
I have to wonder, in what other, and I've never done the research, I bet somebody has out there, but in other cases, this must have been argued before on a constitutional basis, like the Rastafarians or whatever.
Probably.
It must be somebody who has actually gone up to like a state Supreme Court level or higher with a case like this. And I imagine the arguments are similar as far as state having, you know, the state having
right.
a supposed compelling interest to override your constitutional right of religious freedom, your right of privacy, your right of, you know, owning yourself
right.
and all of that stuff. And say, up, there's a plant out there, and some people have fun with it, so therefore, no fun allowed in Indiana. And, I mean, it's just insane, and it's just so tragic, and it really just shows that you don't have a religious freedom in the United States if the state decides they have an objection to it. And to me, the use of psychedelics is absolutely a spiritual path. It's absolutely a religious freedom. I would say all the way on up to, you know, LSD or mushrooms, you know, you name it. It shouldn't stop at just cannabis.
Right. Bill Levin, who founded the church in 2015, said, cannabis is safer than Curtis Hill. It should be noted... well, Curtis Hill's the Attorney General, and
of course it is.
I thought he was just making the point, because the UPI article doesn't go into details here. I thought he was just saying that, you know, like this guy, he's a government agent, that he oversees all of the prosecution of
stuff.
He's
a bad man. He's hurting people.
Well, apparently, he actually is hurting people. Attorney General Hill, according to CBS for Indianapolis, is facing calls to resign over allegations that he's been groping some people.
Ooh,
so he actually is hurting some people outside
allegedly.
Of his job as the Attorney General.
Oh, he didn't do it in the office? He did it outside, like, just random.
Well, it's not part
people?
Of his official thing of...
Sure, but
my
the question
job
is, where
is
did he molest somebody? Did he molest somebody inside the office? Was it part of a power, differential, right? Like, where somebody who's in charge, he's the district attorney.
Let's see here.
Forcing himself
Mara
on the secretary.
Candelaria Reardon, fifth-term Democratic state representative who serves the 12th Indiana House District, wrote about her encounter. She said she and fellow lawmakers, staff, and others were celebrating the end of the legislative session on March 15th when Hill entered the party by himself. She said she was surprised because she had not seen the Attorney General attend an end-of-session gathering before. Quote, as we were exchanging pleasantries, Curtis Hill leaned toward me as if he could not hear me and placed his hand on my back and slid his hand onto my buttocks and grabbed
it. Oh, my.
I said, back off, and walked away as the staffer with me stood shocked. According to her account, Hill came back later in the evening, put his hand on her back again, and said, that skin, that back.
Wow.
She recoiled.
What a guy. You think he was drunk or just drunk on power?
Possibly both.
Yeah.
She continues, to me, he was not the Attorney General or a married man or a religious man or a Republican. He was the man who put his hand on my skin and my butt, and I felt I needed to address it face to face.
And she had a witness, you said, at least
one. Yes.
Yeah.
Lunch with a fellow legislator changed her mind, however. She discovered that after she went home, Hill allegedly groped another woman. She says, I realized that this was bigger than me, and I had an obligation to report it to the House leadership to protect these women and many others from Curtis Hill's deviant conduct. These young women came to Indianapolis to be mentored and taught professional conduct, not to be assaulted.
Oh, man. Oh, I hope they put him over a barrel.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have happened to a nicer
General
guy.
Has opened an investigation, this from CBS4.
So, yeah, it's interesting, these prosecutors and these government people, their hypocrisy just knows no bounds. This man pretending to be protecting people when he, in fact, is allegedly molesting people.
Bill Levin, again, founder of the Cannabis Church, has vowed to appeal the ruling.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I mean, it definitely needs to be appealed. I wish they would have been arguing from a constitutional viewpoint in the first place. It may still be at a dead end when they take it forward. But either way, it's definitely good news. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And other court-related news, Reuters reporting that Donald Trump this week pardoned two imprisoned Oregon ranchers whose sentencing on arson convictions sparked the 2016 occupation of a wildlife refuge, part of a long simmering dispute over federal land policies in the U.S. West. We'll tell you more about what happened. Maybe you recall the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, the armed standoff that went on for several weeks that we followed here on Free Talk Live. We'll give you the latest on what's happened here. Donald Trump using his pardon powers to set a couple of those ranchers free. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us on the radio, you can do that. 855-450-3733. It is Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump attended NATO meetings today in Brussels. He had a chance also to sit down and chat with French President Emmanuel Macron. The president talked about their relationship.
We have a tremendous relationship. We're discussing trade, and we're discussing NATO, we're discussing a lot of different things, and hopefully in the end it'll all work out, and so it's great to be with you.
A firefighter was killed and at least a dozen other people were injured when a natural gas explosion leveled two buildings in a suburb of Madison, Wisconsin. Restaurant owner Paul DePula explains what happened shortly before the blast.
We smelled gas in our building, and we were about to call the fire department, and we noticed that the fire department was already pulling up in front of the building. So I went outside to see what was going on, and they asked us if we smelled gas in the building. I said yes, and they ordered us to evacuate immediately. Apparently there was an accident. Gas was in the sewer because someone hit a sewer main who was doing some work.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us on the radio. We're talking about the Malheur National Federal Wildlife Refuge in Oregon, where there was a long standoff that went down between some supporters of the Hammond family, where a couple of the Hammonds were sent to prison due to a burn dispute over federal land policies. And there's an update in that case, in that Donald Trump has now pardoned apparently, Dwight Hammond and his son, Stephen. The armed standoff had followed the judge's ruling that sent the two men back to prison to serve more time after their initial release.
And this right. So they originally were sentenced, even though there's a mandatory minimum five-year sentence for the alleged arson, mm-hmm. where they were doing some kind of controlled burn, and apparently something on the other side of the property line that was government land, right. apparently some of that burned, and they were charged with arson. Mandatory minimum sentence on that was 5 years. The judge said that it would be unfair to put them away for 5 years. So the judge wound up, I don't know if he did, like, suspend.
He went below the guidelines.
But he definitely went below the guidelines. They were in for several months.
Yeah.
I think, like, 6 to 9 or 9 to 12.
Then put back in.
They were released, and then somehow some top official in the Obama administration found out, wait a second, somebody with a mandatory minimum sentence didn't serve their mandatory minimum?
Yep. Put them back.
Send them back to prison.
Yeah.
And then they were sent back to prison, I think it was late 2015, and then that's what led to the occupation of the wildlife refuge in early 2016.
Right, it happened in the wintertime. when the refuge was technically closed.
Correct.
And they went in and basically took it over. The takeover was another flare-up, according to Reuters, in a decades-old conflict over federal control of millions of acres of public land in the western United States. In Oregon, about half of all land is controlled by the federal government.
I bet you there's oil on them lands.
You want to talk about something that needs to change. I mean, the federal government should not be controlling half of the western United States,
but
or more
only,
than half.
But they're only keeping it safe for our future generations, Ian.
Yeah, and unusable and off the market, so no one can do anything with it.
But if Walmart was to move in there, they'd clear it to desert.
Oh, Conan, get real. Walmart would only wind up moving in if they got the land for free.
All right, if Amazon moved in there, they would clear it to desert.
We're going to get to Amazon coming up here in a little
bit.
They'd
only move in there if they got the land for free.
The leaders of the Malheur standoff, including activists Ammon and Ryan Bundy, were cleared of federal charges for their role in the protest of October 2016. To add to that, it was a jury that cleared them in that particular case, because the federal government went at them whole hog and wanted to put them in prison for a very long time. Ammon Bundy on Tuesday called the pardon long overdue. He said, quote, "We went up there to prevent the atrocity from happening to begin with, and if people would have listened to us, the Hammonds wouldn't have had to have gone through this suffering," he said in a telephone interview. The pardons are the latest in a series by Trump to have raised questions about whether he's using presidential power to reward political supporters.
No! Wait!
Wait, didn't Obama do the same thing with some of his?
No. Right, but hold on. Obama waited until the final 2 months of his term before he started pardoning people left and right.
But isn't that what's to be expected by a person in a position of power, is that they're going to wield their power to benefit their friends and to punish their enemies? Is that supposed to be a surprise, that and people are supposed to be shocked by that, that Donald Trump might be using his political power in that way?
See, Trump was supposed to be different
from other presidents.
And he's just doing what everybody else did.
He's a little different. He tweets more often. And he's got an attitude, which is kind of amusing.
Did you see that apparently he was giving foreign leaders his personal cell phone number?
No.
Yeah.
What's the relevance of that?
Wait, why hasn't the left blown up with this information? Why am I not hearing
this
on every news channel?
Bad thing
today?
Or
yes, because all official correspondence with the president is supposed to be documented.
Uh-huh.
And he was taking private calls from foreign leaders, and then somebody would be like, okay, "Mr. Trump, who were you just on the phone with?" And they would have to try to recreate, you know, conversations or something to go in the National Archives. So all official telephone calls to the president are supposed to be routed through this one particular room of the White House so that they can be
even
documented.
Confidential calls? Like with, you know, military executive
types?
Really?
Yes.
So does that mean that he's subject to prosecution for that? Or are they're going to work real hard to make sure it looks legit? Kind of thing.
Probably the latter. Yeah. I don't think that, you know, he can be prosecuted, but I also read an article, and I forget where it came from, but it was titled "The Men That Tape Up Donald Trump's Notes," which sounds really weird, but apparently his habit that he's...
is to tear notes up?
So once he's done with something, he rips the piece of paper and throws it in a trash can.
Which you're not supposed to do as a president.
Again, all presidential correspondence and documents and everything, and that could just be like if you doodle on a piece of paper while you're on the phone with Kim Jong-un.
Right. Is this just more fake news, Daryl?
No.
Because everything is reportedly or allegedly gave out his cell phone number to world leaders.
I read it in like three different places.
And like I said, it was 4 days ago. They had 4 days to make this work, and I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard it in local news. I haven't heard it on national news.
So the claim was there are men who are hired to put his notes back together?
Yes. So people that work for the National Archives.
Ooh, the king's men that put Humpty Dumpty
together. They have to dig through the trash and then, you know, like put the things back together and tape them back together so that they can then be sent to National Archives.
Right, because apparently you just can't train Donald Trump differently. You can't say to him, look,
you can't,
Mr. President,
teach
you can't
an old
do
Trump
this.
New tricks something.
You can't do this. Well, apparently he can do it, and they'll...
Well, he's given his job security.
What do you mean?
Hey, Ralph.
These guys,
Ralph, are you the guy collecting today? Hey, here you go. He rips it up into five pieces. Hey, I got something to do.
I make the best trash.
I'm not going to be writing any notes for the next hour, so there you go. Tape it back together. Huge.
So, as we pointed out here, back to the Mal Hur story, there are critics, of course, of this move. Dwight Hammond, who is age 76, and Stephen, his son, were convicted in 2012 for setting a fire that spread onto public land after years of disputes with the Bureau of Land Management. The Hammonds said they were using standard brush control and land management techniques, but the government claimed that in at least one instance they were trying to hide evidence of their slaughtering a herd of deer. Some conservation groups were dismayed at the pardon. Jennifer Rakala, executive director for the Center for Western Priorities, called the Hammonds lawless extremists. She said in a statement, "Pardoning the Hammonds sends a dangerous message to America's park rangers, wildland firefighters, law enforcement officers, and public land managers." She said in a statement, "The two men were initially sentenced to less than the legal minimum 5-year sentence and then re-sentenced to a longer period," which you would think shouldn't be possible. Like, if you get sentenced to X by a judge, you can, in my opinion, you should be able to have your sentence reduced, but you shouldn't be able to later on have them come back and be like, yeah, you need to come back to prison. Like, we need another couple of years out of you.
It's like double jeopardy.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really, it's, but it's like
it's
it.
In the same department.
Yeah. One would think, but there are numerous stories of people that have either appealed their sentence and then been given greater sentences or something like this, to where, you know, somebody's like, oh, yeah, the judge just, he sentenced you incorrectly.
Well, the fact that they're being prosecuted, their crime is being compared to the Oklahoma City bombing.
Wait, who compared it to that?
That's the statute that they were convicted under. The 5 minimum years is federal land. That statute came out after the Oklahoma City
bombing.
How
the hell is burning federal land have anything to do with blowing up an Oklahoma City federal building?
That's what I mean. They use that law to
fire
government land.
Federal government.
Really? Yeah. Arson.
Okay.
You burn some federal land. It doesn't matter that it was, you know, less than an acre.
And
you
that people died in the Oklahoma City building, and nobody died in the...
Right,
and
by the destruction of property.
And by the way, I'm calling bull on that herd of deer. If they just burned some grass, there would be bodies, and they would have been all over that story if there was really dead deer out there.
So Trump did the right thing in this particular case. Hopefully he'll do some more pardons of maybe Ross Ulbricht.
Yep.
Don't get your hopes up, though. I mean, it'd be nice, though, wouldn't it?
Would Assange. Be nice.
More coming up here in moments. Assange hasn't been convicted of anything.
He's not been charged with anything.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We got plenty to talk about. Your calls and thoughts, though, we're going to go right to them. We've been discussing the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge protest, and what led to that was the imprisoning of two men for doing some controlled burns on their lands, and one of them had gotten a little bit out of control, and the federal government came after them and put them in prison for several years. Trump has now pardoned those two men. So we'll continue with that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. And yes, we are available on the Twitch video streaming platform. Most of the time, it is a video game streaming platform. That's what 99, I would say, percent of the content is there. But they expanded out kind of their purpose, their categories. They now have a talk shows category. And we joined earlier this year in January, so we've now been there for more than half a year. And it's been great so far. We got over 300 followers on Twitch. And you can follow us there. What does it mean to follow us on Twitch? Well, you go to twitch.lrn.fm. That takes you right to our Twitch video page. When we're live, you'll see us live. You can also go back a couple weeks and play back some HD quality archives of the show if you like. And if you hit the follow button, then you will be updated if you've got notifications turned on. And I think that's on by default. But you'll get updated on when it is we go live. So, you know, we're live every single night, 7 nights a week from the same time, 7 to 10 at night Eastern. But sometimes it's nice to get a little reminder about that. You can get one in your email or on the Twitch app via the Twitch app through its notifications on your smartphone. And then, of course, you can watch or listen to the show through that app is another way that you can get Free Talk Live into your ears and, in this case, eyes, because, again, it is primarily a video streaming platform. And it is our only HD stream. So even though we are on YouTube, they get a much lower quality version of the show. They get a 360p. It's 720p on Twitch. So go to twitch.lrn.fm and don't forget to hit that follow button. And if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, scroll down on our Twitch page and you can read some instructions on how to connect your Twitch and Amazon accounts and send us your one Amazon Prime subscription per month. That basically nets LRN a couple bucks out of your Twitch or out of your Amazon Prime. So if you're not already assigning that somewhere, you can assign it to us, and we sure do appreciate it. So once again, it's twitch.lrn.fm. As we continue with your calls and thoughts here, we've actually got Jay Noon on the line, on the amp lines. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. Well, I wanted to comment about what these ranchers up there in Oregon were doing when this fire happened. And I was listening. Been listening to you, but I've had engines running and stuff, so you may have covered this, but as a lot of listeners know, I worked in Colorado for a few years, eastern Colorado, which is like high desert. It's very similar, from what I understand, to the land where the Ammons and Portland, or those guys were from. And so every spring, when it's still kind of rainy, but everything's kind of lush and green, what you need to do is, because of the way the irrigation works, you have to go burn all the tumbleweed and all the weeds that are in the ditches, because it'll plug up all your irrigation pumps and your gates, and it just causes a lot of aggravation and work. And you just go get out there in the spring and you burn this stuff and get it burning. And they got these ditch burners that are mounted on tractors, and you got, you know, 200-gallon propane tank or whatever on it, and you drive along, you burn the ditches, and it goes off the ditches, and it usually burns out because either you got hay field or some crop field or something, and sometimes the wind carries it, and that's basically all guys were doing was maintenance and burning fence lines so they could, you know, work on the fences and, you know, keep their cattle in and get water for their cattle and crop. It's just simple maintenance. And just like one of you guys had said, you know, if they were actually, you know, setting a bunch of deer on fire, which would be impossible. I mean, deer literally jump over 10-foot fences. You're not keeping wild deer in any kind of area. You're not. They're going to outrun the fire. They're going to get away. So that's just ludicrous right there. But they were just doing a normal practice, and this was like, you know, I almost honestly, they maybe guys brought it up, but it's like these guys, this, you know, Obama administration was gave these guys the same treatment as Ross Ulbricht by sending them back.
Jay,
to make an example of these farmers.
Jay, I've got a question. On the deer thing, I had heard the claim, and I don't necessarily believe the claim, but the claim was that they had poached some deer and they were just trying to burn the bodies of the deer. Like, they had pulled all of the meat, and then they were just trying to, like, hide the fact that they had poached some deer by burning this land.
So, I know of operations that, like, cremate horses, because I've delivered horses there before.
Yep.
It takes a lot of fuel to burn, like, literally, I can't remember what it was, but the amount of fuel it would take, and I can't do the calculation in my head, to burn, like, a 1,000-pound horse. I know deer are only, you know, a couple hundred pounds. But a grass fire is not enough fuel, and any rancher is going to realize that. And you're not going to burn bones. I mean, at this crematory thing at UConn, Connecticut is where they do it, and Storrs, Connecticut, and they got a big veterinary program. And the guy was telling me the amount of heat that you have to put in, this thing is literally like would melt steel. Because to burn bones, like burn bones, takes such an astronomical amount of heat to burn. And anybody who works with any kind of livestock understands this, because especially like when you butcher animals, they'll, like, a lot of times if they got a big brush fire going and you butcher cows and stuff, you throw a lot of the carcasses in there and you'll find all the bones when it's all done. So
crematorium goes up to between 1,400 to 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit. The bones don't actually burn, they just break down.
Yeah. You know what they're doing wrong, don't you? They're not using jet fuel.
Oh, right. But I've also been a firefighter. If Mark was there, he could test this also. The thing is when you have brush fires and grassland fires, it moves quick. I mean, you'll see actual, like, soda cans that are just a little bit, like, you know, charred. And you'll see, like, glass bottles where just the stickers aren't totally burnt off them, but they're, like, melted in these grassland fires. Because, you know,
you're saying the fire wouldn't be there long enough to burn significantly any kind of bodies.
It won't even start old hardwood fence posts on fire, really. Like telephone poles, they don't even really start on fire.
Anything else you want to clear up here tonight?
That's just about it.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the call. Jay Noon on the line there on the amp lines. You can join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the Oregon ranchers who've now been pardoned by Donald Trump. There is a push to try to get Trump to pardon Ross Ulbricht, who is the creator of the Silk Road, the world's first underground drug marketplace that has been sentenced to two life terms in prison plus 40 years for the horrible crime of creating a website.
Yeah. Probably not going to happen. See, these two guys are Tea Party-ish.
Yeah.
Whereas Ulbricht's
a libertarian.
He's a straight-up anarchist.
Yeah. I don't know. Would he describe himself as an anarchist?
I don't believe so, but he would describe himself as a libertarian.
Trump and everyone who wouldn't pardon him would consider him an anarchist.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Regardless of how you define it.
There's no political benefit to Trump for pardoning Ross Ulbricht.
Donald Trump would probably wind up, if Thomas Jefferson were alive today, Jefferson would probably be described as an anarchist by most, mainstream Republicans.
Though Trump did get some libertarian votes.
That won't matter.
It's not going to matter, but I mean...
He's not going to pander to the libertarians.
Really, yeah, exactly. But if he was really wanting to appease his people...
He didn't have to. Those libertarians who voted for Trump were all just a gaggle over, I'm Trump, he's so libertarian, he's more libertarian than the other people. And so they were real excited about him. Trump didn't have to do anything to get their votes.
Yeah.
He's certainly not going to pander to them. I really would love to believe there's a chance, but I can't. I could not possibly create any hope in my mind at this point, and it's sad.
Well, maybe his mom should go sit down with him and tell him what's up.
If she could get an appointment with him, it wouldn't hurt.
Yep.
And wasn't there a story about the football players meeting with Trump because he'd asked for a list of people to pardon?
They
or
didn't
something?
Get a chance to meet with him. They put an open letter in the New York Times. Yes, the people that were kneeling during the national anthem instead of standing, they did write a letter, and we covered that a couple of weeks ago on, I believe it was a Thursday.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that. So the letter was written not to Trump directly, but to the New York Times?
It was an open letter to Trump that was published in the New York Times.
Now, was this after Trump said, give me a list?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So presumably Trump saw that, is the idea?
He definitely had the opportunity, whether or not he actually read it, whether or not his staff read it and then relayed to him.
Yeah, I hope they would have sent him a copy at the very least.
I'm guessing they probably did. Yeah. But again, whether or not he actually read it
is another question.
Is a completely different question that only Donald Trump knows the answer to.
Daryl, he's got people to read it for him.
Indeed.
They might not have even read it, just opened it up. Oh, one of these.
Our toll-free number for you tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Conan's going to talk about the latest from Amazon with maybe getting away from using the postal service.
Yep. Space Amazon.
Plus, Sestafosta. And I did promise the Space ISIS. Thank you for the reminder, Daryl. We might get
Space
that
Amazon.
Too. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.